Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/newsletter. In this issue, top tips on social media marketing from successful SMEs and a giant of online retail, surprising sources and data mining tools for new blog and site content, a one-stop escape hatch with exit buttons for all the sites and services that hate to see you go, and cracking Kindle with Lego. It's a real page-turner. Please delete me, let me go. From Facebook and Flickr to Yahoo and Yelp, web services and social media sites that have worked hard to get you signed up can be reluctant to let you go. Some are well behaved if you eventually want to leave and they'll release you without making a fuss, but others somehow just can't stand to see you go. They may not place actual barriers between you and the exit, but they can make that final doorway so hard to find that many people will give up before they discover its hiding place. It's a sort of Stalag Online Escape Committee bulletin board with direct links to the cancellation pages for dozens of sites and services and colour coding for each listing to indicate whether it's easy, difficult, or perhaps even impossible to tunnel your way out to freedom. Check out justdelete.me. Farewell forever, Facebook style. Breaking up is never easy, sang Sweden's best-known songsmiths in 1977, before going on to break up with each other. Like so many psychologically messy events in modern life, much of the associated unpleasantness could have been avoided with the help of Facebook, which these days lets you do it all online. That's confirmed by a survey of 2,000 British adults ages 18 to 34 from YouGov and the communications agency Diffusion, who found that 43% of respondents said they had used Facebook to confirm the end of a relationship. That rather bland activity description covered a range of targeted disappointments that included unfriending the ex within a month of the relationship ending, purging all images of themselves taken during the relationship, and cutting all online contact with the ex's friends and family. Here also to help with the breakup healing process if you ever need that kind of assistance yourself is Killswitch, a brand new app for iPhone and Android, designed to remove any trace of your ex from Facebook. Read more at dailymail.co.uk/female/article-240-4311. Moving to Mac. Like the old Terryton ads used to say, some of us would rather fight than quit. And because Microsoft do seem to get every other version of Windows right, so there'll always be a better one coming along soon if you need it, most people are content to stick with the operating system they know. But if you really can't wait for a better Windows and have decided at last to cross the street and take a bite out of Apple's offering, you needn't stress about it too much. Maybe switching to the Mac won't be as difficult as you imagine. Be not fearful. It's even likely that OS X can do everything your Windows machine can. The trick will be knowing where to look for stuff. In a Mac World video, Associate Editor Alex Warrow explains where you'll find your preferences, how to access familiar programs, and more. For more details, see pcworld.com/article/2046590. DIY Kindle Scanner. An Austrian professor has used LegoKit to hack Amazon's Kindle ebook security. A little robotics, a little OCR, and Bob's your page-turner problem solved. A book can be faithfully copied and made ready for onward reproduction by whatever means might take your fancy. Peter Pergerthofer, an associate professor at the Vienna University of Technology, has released an online video showing a low-tech automated approach to bypassing the digital rights management system of the Kindle. Using Lego's Mindstorms, a basic robotics kit popular with hobbyists, plus a Kindle and a Mac, he has assembled a way to photograph what's on the screen page by page and submits the results to a cloud-based text recognition service. Pergerthofer says he got the idea for bypassing Kindle restrictions using the Mindstorms kit after reflecting on and regretting the loss of long-established rights when you buy an e-book. It's not intended as a statement against ebooks, which he loves, he says, but rather a fight back against what he considers a dramatic loss of rights for the book owner, who isn't even an owner anymore, but rather a licensee of the book. Check out vimeo.com/7367-5285. Facebook spamming for sale. Price lists for posting third-party links to Facebook fan pages have been exposed by Italian researchers. Spammers posting links on Facebook fan pages to send people to third-party scam sites are earning more than $200 million every year, according to calculations by the team of Italian security researchers who have investigated hundreds of thousands of posts on the social network. The group searched pages across Facebook to discover spam postings using phrases such as, "Hey, click here for a free iPhone," followed by links to external sites. The spam posters get paid an average of $13 per post for pages that have around 30,000 fans, up to an average of $58 to post on pages with more than 100,000 fans, the researchers told The Guardian. In April, the same research team uncovered the multi-million pound business of selling fake Twitter followers, estimating then that as many as 20 million followers were fakes created by spammers. They were sold in packages, ranging from $1 for 1,000 extra followers up to $1,000 for a million. Read more at theguardian.com/technology. Sharing social media success stories. Filling a bathtub with product and photographing someone semi-submerged in amongst it might not be the best plan to follow for your own business promotion if you're looking for something that might go viral on the great wide interweb. But as reported by the Daily Telegraph's new Festival of Business section, it did work extremely well for at least one company. In a piece entitled How to Harness the Power of Social Media, the paper went on to quiz four entrepreneurs about their tried and tested tips for creating a social media sensation. The mixed bunch of contributors sharing their Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and Pinterest-related gifts of wisdom included a yogurt manufacturer, the Lego reseller Firestar Toys and Play.com, the giant e-commerce retailer of music, fashion, films and books. For more information, see telegraph.co.uk/finance. Stories to count on. Data journalism is the art of finding blog-worthy news stories and ways and means of creating unique web content by looking at numbers. SciDev.net's Sandra Crucianelli reveals a thoroughgoing collection of tricks and tools for finding, interpreting and presenting stories derived from otherwise dullest dishwater data. The art of so-called data journalism is more properly termed database journalism, finding stories by processing large data sets. Whatever you call it, a variety of free online tools now make it easy to manipulate, interpret, and present numerical information. The wider web is full of useful data. Finding it requires only a few extra search engine skills. Even simply adding data after a search term will often work well enough, but you can also use a specialized academic search engine, such as Google Scholar or Cyrus. Web resources like Wolfram Alpha, which search by data, not just the keywords within the page, are also useful. It goes without saying that social media can be a rich data source. Tools such as Social Mention, Addictomatic, Boardreader, Twitterfall, and Who's Talking allow you to make searches by name, subject, time, and geo-reference. Read more at scidev.net/global. The Going Down of the Sun. Research into the Sun newspaper's online traffic over the past 2 months compared to visitor numbers recorded before the site erected a paywall in August is making for some shocking reading at Rupert Murdoch's News UK, which owns the paper. Writing in The Guardian about recent figures generated by the website of Britain's best-selling tabloid, journalism blogger Roy Greenslade revealed the headline findings. Monthly site visits down by 62.4%, from 37.3 million visits in July to 14.4 million visits in August. Average time spent on site down by 67.4%, from 3 minutes 59 seconds in July to 1 minute 18 seconds in August. Bounce rate, the record of fast-to-quit site visitors, up by 31% from 47.5% in July to 68.9% in August. The Sun announced its paywall in March, saying free online access had become untenable. The paper has a 2 million plus print circulation, and its pre-paywall website visitor tally almost equaled the print readership. The Times, also owned by News UK, introduced its own paywall 3 years ago. For more details, see similarweb.com/website/thesun.co.uk. Overtaking Google. Yahoo has taken the lead from Google in the latest tally of US web traffic. Now headed by CEO Marissa Mayer, previously a longtime executive and key spokesperson for Google, the company's websites in the USA are attracting more visitors than Google, according to the most recent figures. With almost 200 million unique visitors per month and overtaking Google for the first time since May 2011, Yahoo can now claim the biggest audience of any US-based web property, according to analytics company Comscore. Read more at telegraph.co.uk/technology. Fog over Channel. The British arm of Yahoo has partnered with Symantec to launch a new technology channel within Yahoo UK News called Tech for You. The company pairs say the add-on site pages will provide users with content to help them navigate security concerns and online security threats, as well as offering advice from technology journalists covering cybercrime. We're committed to developing creative and original content, and we're excited to partner with Symantec to provide the Yahoo audience with industry advice regarding online security, said Yahoo Studio UK Director Crane Jeffrey. But since its supposed launch, the channel has been altogether absent from Yahoo UK search results and invisible even on the sitemap of Yahoo UK News. In fact, from the appearance of a few glimpses that it's been possible to catch so far, its pages might turn out to be more about making sales, another copy of Norton, anyone, than providing useful content. In the meantime, the new venture is certain to be followed with interest in at least one part of Britain, the picturesque coastal town of Christchurch in Dorset, home of one-man IT support firm Tech for You, registered with the unsurprisingly appropriate domain name techforyou.co.uk. Check out uk.news.yahoo.com/tech. Search Engine of the Month. Social Mention is a social media search and analysis platform that aggregates user-generated content from across the online universe into a single stream of information. It allows you to easily track and measure what people are saying about you, your company, a new product, or any other relevant topic across the web's social media landscape, and it does it in real time. Social Mention monitors over 100 social media properties, including Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and the other usual suspects. Check out socialmention.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.